Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister criticizes the UN Security Council and the international community. Prime Minister Afak Davutoglu criticized them for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. South Korea says it is suspending all activities at an industrial complex it operates jointly with North Korea. The suspension comes in response to the North's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Unification Minister Hong Young-pyo told reporters Wednesday his government is taking the action to prevent North Korea from using the proceeds from the Kaesong industrial complex to fund its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile development programs. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign now is moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. There was some news on dropouts. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina has ended her candidacy, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to drop out. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Dikwa. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. This is VOA News. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and funding organizations, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed a statement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made freely and openly available to the international community as soon as feasibly possible. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as a signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. NATO Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. Speaking Wednesday in Brussels before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would respond as one to aggression against any ally.
Our military planners will provide advice on the size and the composition on our enhanced presence this spring.
Since Russia's seizure of Crimea almost 2 years ago, the Western military alliance has been increasingly concerned that Russia could invade Poland or the Baltic states. Human rights group Amnesty International says more needs to be done to strengthen the UN mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA. In a new report, Amnesty argues weaknesses within the mission were exposed during violence last September, in which 75 civilians were killed. Nick Long reports.
Amnesty researchers say MINUSCA's 2,660 soldiers and police in Bangui were almost entirely absent from key areas of this conflict until late afternoon on the 27th and were unable to help transfer badly wounded people to hospitals. The report finds that since then the mission has performed better, but that key weaknesses remain. These include lack of armoured personnel carriers, lack of intelligence gathering capacity, and poor motivation of some units, particularly some that have not been paid their full UN salaries. Nick Long, Bangui.
Human Rights Watch is calling on the Ugandan government to publicly state that its security forces are legally obliged to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest. The U.S.-based human rights group made the statement Wednesday, saying there has been a troubling rise in threats against anyone who might protest President Yoweri Museveni gaining another term in office. Uganda is set to hold an election on February 18th. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.